to make plain where we find ourselves at this moment, at our own unavoidably crucial crossroads in history. It is for good or for ill that America plays an inescapably central role in the world. If you've not read Alexis de Tocqueville on this subject, you likely nonetheless understand that the extent to which that central role has been used for good and for God's purposes has had everything to do with our churches, or with the American church, as we may call her. So if America is in any way exceptional, it has nothing to do with the blood that runs through American veins, and everything to do with the blood shed for us on Calvary, and to the extent that we have acknowledged this. America has led the world in making religious liberty paramount, knowing that it is only with a deep regard for it that we may speak of liberty at all. It was this that made de Tocqueville marvel most, that while in other nations, and especially in his own nation of France, the church was adamantly opposed to the idea of political liberty, in America, it was the churches that helped encourage, create, and sustain a culture of liberty. Because of the outsized role America plays in the world today, the importance of whether we learn the lesson of what happened to the German church 90 years ago cannot be overstated. Though it may be a gruesome thing to consider, the monstrous evil that befell the civilized world precisely because of the German church's failure is likely a mere foretaste of what will befall the world if the American church fails in a similar way at this hour. And at present, we are indeed failing. We should underscore the idea that the centrality of our nation in the world does not mean that we are intrinsically exceptional, but rather that God has sovereignly chosen us to hold the torch of liberty for all the world, and that the church is central to our doing this. So the idea that he has charged us with this most solemn duty should make us tremble. Nonetheless, we must carry out that duty in a way that is the opposite of prideful and that is meant to be an invitation to all beyond our shores. If we should aspire, in the words of Jesus, as quoted by John Winthrop, to be a shining city on a hill, the idea is that we should exist and shine for the sake of others and not for ourselves alone. President Abraham Lincoln said that we in America were God's almost chosen people and acknowledged that this placed upon us an almost unbearable burden. It is a certainty from the scriptures and from our experience over the centuries that apart from God, we can do nothing. So if God has chosen us for some task, we must do all we can to shoulder that task and must know more than anything that unless we lean on Him and acknowledge Him in all our ways, we are guaranteed to fail. We must also remind ourselves that when God chooses anyone, whether the nation of Israel or a single person, to perform any role or any task, it is never something to be celebrated as though the one chosen has won a contest. Quite to the contrary, it is a grave and fearsome responsibility. So, if the Lord has chosen America and the American church to stand against the evils and deceptions of this present darkness, we had better be sure we understand what is required of us